America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with your pals Valerie Smaldone
and Leslie Gold.
I don't know, Leslie, how we could possibly live without a search engine. I know personally I'm always searching probably, I'm guessing, 10 to 15 searches a day. Does that sound about right?
Oh, I think that's low. I think you're underestimating. Think about all the times you search for something to buy on the internet.
I guess if you go back into your history, you'd be surprised. You're always a little bit like, oh my goodness, I've been spending a lot of time doing searches. But I mentioned this because Google put out, as they should, a sort of snapshot about the way America did their Google search Google searches, and therefore what the trends are for the most research stories or research items of the year, which I thought was very interesting.
Well, I'd like to know that, but can I just give a plug to Google first? As search engine goes, as search engines go, Google is the absolute best. Bing doesn't compare. Yahoo doesn't compare. If you whatever their magic algorithm is, I search all the time for news for when I'm doing other radio programming,
mm-hmm.
and Google is by far and away the best search engine.
I agree. And it's clear, it's clean. I like their little graphics. Sometimes they have fun faces on the Google page mm-hmm. that they play around with. So, no, they do a great job, and it's a fun word, too, Google.
It is. So let's hear what the trends were.
Well, here's just a few, in no particular order because they go month by month, but one that I don't think is a surprise to anybody. Remember back in the beginning of 2015, which now seems like a long time ago, there was a phenomenon about a clothing item online that people were debating in media. They were talking about over dinner. They were having discussions with their colleagues at the water cooler. And that comes down to the dress. Remember the dress?
No.
No. Remember that crazy looking dress where people, depending on how they viewed the dress, saw it in two different colors?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You forgot about it.
Yes, we talked about that.
Right.
Yes.
One person saw it as gold. I think gold and white. The other person saw it as blue and white. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
And people did not realize that their friends and their colleagues or their husbands and wives were seeing it differently than them. Because it's when you view something, you assume everybody views it that way. And there was sort of an optical illusion associated with this dress. 73 million searches for the dress, where they call the world doubts its eyes.
Are you kidding? We really have too much time on our hands.
Right? That was a big, big news story. And then the dress, actually, which I think was from the UK, got a lot of hits itself, and people went out and bought the dress because now they had to have the dress.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Okay.
So that, and you forgot about the dress completely.
I forgot. I'm going to re-forget about it as soon as we move on to trend number two.
All right. Well, same-sex marriage in April with the title Love Wins. Of course, that was a huge a change in the world, and that was a very important search back in April. All of a sudden, I'm forgetting the year. It feels like a very long time ago, all these things.
It does, actually. Where does Donald Trump, Taylor Swift, and puppy videos come in?
Oh, you know what? Talk about puppy videos. This was a very sad thing. It's not a puppy. It was the lion, Cecil the Lion.
Oh, that right.
That dentist. Yes, that was murdered.
Yeah, killed the lion. You know, he was ultimately not charged.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And people gave him death threats, and he was in trouble. But poor Cecil, who passed away due to this moron, 32 million searches for the death of an icon.
Yes, poor Cecil.
Yes, you know I love animals.
Mm.
Adele. Adele, wow. In November of this year, just a month ago, 439 million searches.
Wow, well, she released a new album for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And she did not put it on Spotify, so you either had to buy it or just, I guess, watch it on a video. And it's the lead song is a fantastic song.
Yes, soaring back to the top with 25. And finally, well, there's a lot more, but we only have room for one more. Life on the Red Planet, Water on Mars, about 10 million searches in the month of October.
Okay. Was Matt Damon there when we searched for
No, he didn't show up that much, but I'm sure he gets a good amount of searches as well.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
And this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Florida Mike's philosophy.
Ride hard, stay alive. Want to be free and enjoy life.
Their last. Just Ride. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Final run.
A cross-country ride from Florida all the way to California with a friend diagnosed with cancer. It was his last ride, bucket list wish kind of thing. So he was at that point in time that he was weak. It takes a lot of strength out of you to ride a bike across the United States. 3 weeks later, he was passed away. But I have the memories, and I have that experience. Wouldn't have done it any other way. It really helped me to understand about what life's all about. It's about living life, enjoying life, and sharing friendship.
And when you got money,
and not chasing the brass ring.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
While waiting for a bus, Drew Houston opened his laptop to finish some work. Then it hit him.
He'd left his USB drive with the information he needed sitting on his desk at home.
He felt defeated and frustrated until he worked on something else.
What he wrote ended up being the foundation for Dropbox.
It's the file sharing service that lets users access their digital files, photos, and videos from almost any mobile device or computer.
Today, Dropbox has over 25 million registered users who save over a million files every 5 minutes.
Turn a problem into a solution you can share with others. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.